Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Show to camera, John Rich at 94WIP. 12:30, you'll hear John's song. He put it together just yesterday. And the debut today at 12:30. He should be proud of it. You'll hear it at 12:30.
I like it. Yeah. I hope people like it.
Yeah.
It was me out in the driveway,
right,
doing PE class with my daughter, playing the guitar. I thought it sounded good. I want to know what everyone thinks.
No one's expecting Born to Run. No one's expecting Stairway to Heaven. It'll be some good music. And John at 12:30. Also 12:45, Ray Dinninger. We started the show today talking a lot about the Eagles and the fact that with Robbie Anderson and Perryman going off the board yesterday, both signing with changing clubs and receivers, you know, one gets $10 million and one gets $8 million. Well, in Anderson's case, it was 2 years, $20 million. So 10 per year.
Which is pretty crazy.
Pretty hefty.
But I guess that's the going rate.
Well, it's also
we paid Nelson Aguilar $10 million bucks last year.
Well, they made a mistake. You don't want to make that mistake again. I mean, I'll just say what I said at the beginning and reiterate. I appreciate Howie's methodology so far. I know a lot of people probably find it annoying.
But ignoring the position of greatest need. I like that methodology, too.
Draft's coming, John.
That helps you lose.
Draft's coming.
You told us you were giving Carson the weapons he needs to be the world beater we expect him to be, and you didn't do it.
Four words. The offseason isn't over. It's not over.
Okay, it's not over. But when it started, you walked away from the table of the biggest blockbuster deal that could have been done. For DeAndre Hopkins, you said it was too much to spend for a guy who's 27 years old and, in my book, the best wide receiver in the league. It's between him and a couple other guys, but he's a beautiful receiver.
He's a great player.
He will be an all-timer.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
And we decided we didn't want to spend. We didn't want to spend for a top-flight receiver.
But John, when you say
didn't
want
to pay him like a top flight guy, you have to pay the best receiver in the NFL like he's the best receiver. And you won't be paying him that way for long. Someone will pass him soon. But I find it foolish, but completely foolhardy and totally against the outline for success that you've put out there for us. Part of the plan was to give Carson a lot more than what he had down the stretch last year. Down the stretch last year was a fiasco.
It was.
You're throwing to nobody.
Yep.
And you said it was going to be different. Well, if I'm Carson Wentz, I'm ticked.
Season doesn't start yet, man. And the Hopkins thing, there's no good intel that says, having the highest paid wide receiver in football is a good plan in a salary cap world to win a Super Bowl. I mean, when you say they didn't want to spend, you're not saying the right phrase, John. The right phrase is Howie wants to put his resources elsewhere. Doesn't mean he's not going to have an improved wide receivers. He will. He will have better wide receivers than they had last year. I believe that. But they want to put their resources, whether it's draft capital or whether it's a cap in a salary cap world, they want to spread it around. That's how you get Darius Slay. I appreciate that.
I appreciate Darius Slay, too.
And that was a bigger area of need. Corner was a bigger area of need than wide receiver, contrary to what about 70% of people were telling us in polls. People were wrong. Howie knew they were wrong. Howie's priority in free agency was
corner. Are you just going to go along? Like, whatever Howie does and says,
I
you're just going to buy in?
John,
like,
I said it
I'm
before.
Not, I'm
before,
refusing to do yeah, that.
But before
you made a mistake.
All right, but you got to admit,
and,
before
and
the offseason.
Rather than make up for that mistake and go get somebody that you can depend on at wide receiver, you've now put every egg you have in this draft basket where you have to trade up to get one of the best three receivers in this draft because they are truly a class above the rest. The top three guys,
yep.
You know, CeeDee Lamb, Jerry Jeudy, and Henry Ruggs. Yeah. You got to get one of them, and it's probably going to be Ruggs. You're going to have to trade up and sacrifice draft picks to do so, and you might not get that done. So then what? Will you admit failure if we don't get one of those receivers, Joe?
If he doesn't get one of those receivers, and I think he will, get someone that you feel good about in the future.
It's not that easy. It's not this magical thing where you can say, hey, you know what I really want? I want to trade up and get my guy. Like, there are 31 other teams that might have him tabbed as their guy. And they're going to do whatever it takes to get him, too.
Yeah, but, John, you're also hell-bent on this idea that you got
to
have, like,
all you had to do was pay money to get DeAndre Hopkins.
You can easily win the – I don't say easily. You can win the Super Bowl having the 17th best wide receiver in the sport. Happens all the time.
Right.
All the time.
You can.
Including when the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
You can. And
the Eagles didn't have a top 10
receiver.
Chance
to give Carson the best chance to be the elite player he's supposed to be if you give him DeAndre Hopkins.
But having a great
offensive
line.
Or if you give him Henry Ruggs and Henry Ruggs pans out. That's another thing. What if these top three guys don't end up being good pro players?
Well, then you got
to see it a lot.
Yeah, well, then you have a problem if you have one of them. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. John Song coming up in short order. Let's go to Andy in Deptford. What's up, Andy?
Yo, what's up, Joseph?
How are you, pal?
What's good, John?
Hi.
As far as the addendum a caller had earlier about Beat the Hammer Pop Culture Edition, what about if you had a Beat the Hammer Tournament of Champions Edition? So you had all the callers that beat the hammer along with Joe, and then we'll find out who's the real hammer.
It's a reasonable thing to consider. I don't think there have been enough of them yet to do that, Andy. There's only a couple of you guys out there.
What would you have? You'd have what? Including yourself, it'd be what? A five-man tournament? So you give somebody a bye?
There's more than that.
I think there's 13 people that have beat me.
Because I
think three people have beat me twice.
Correct. Three people have beaten you twice, so there would be 13 people.
It'd be 13.
So it'd be one person has a bye. You got a 12-man tournament. Let's get it, man. Because I don't
think you come out on top, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. And listen,
sounds like a lot.
And it's not unreasonable at some point. I mean, Jeopardy started doing that stuff after they were like 20 years in the books. So,
well, I mean, we got a lot of time on our hands.
We do.
As far as the Howie situation goes, I look at what Robbie Anderson got, what Pyramid got. You could have got both of them for what you paid Javion Hargrave. Is Hargrave a good player? Yeah, but Hargrave isn't even the biggest need on the D line, let alone the defense.
Yeah, I agree.
You had two starters. For the money you spent on him, what'd they give him, like $30 million? He's a good player, but I mean, you got Malik Jackson, you got Cox. We're more at need of a pass rushing D end than a third D tackle.
Right.
You could have lumped that money into Robbie Anderson, Perriman, and then at the draft, we don't have to get a wide receiver. Right now, we have to get a wide receiver.
No, there's no doubt. They have to get somebody.
Right.
They have to get two guys. They
Which
do.
Which is a terrible spot to be in.
Yeah, they got
to
get
some. In the past, when we had to get a D end, we ended up with what's my guy from Louisville?
Marcus Smith.
What was his name? Marcus what?
Marcus Smith, yeah. He was an outside linebacker.
Like that.
3-4.
So when you go in the draft at a need for a certain position, you can
I get it. I get the concern. Andy,
set up for failure.
What do you got here for the best of something and something? Fill
Not
in the blanks.
Not only could you reach, but you can get fleeced by other teams when they know we're at such a need at that position. That's what this concerns me. Like, this plan that Howie's putting together, it doesn't look like much of a plan. It just looks like he's throwing crap on the wall and hoping it sticks.
All right.
This is how I feel. You got blind confidence in him, Joe. For what reason, I don't know, but to each his own.
Okay, something and something. What do you got, Andy?
About something and something, I think a lot of people in the millions are going to be utilizing this a lot more than they regularly would. And I hope you get on it, too. But you would need a girl, too, so I don't know if it would incorporate you. But what about that Netflix and chill?
Ooh. Good answer.
Ooh. What's that Netflix and what?
Chill.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know what chill is.
What?
How are you so out on popular
culture?
Well,
what does that mean, Netflix and chill?
It was a thing, Netflix and chill.
Like, meaning just to relax? Like, get Netflix and relax? Is that the idea? I'm just saying, I don't know if it's the name of a show. That's why I'm asking. So the idea is if you have Netflix and then you can just chill.
Did you get Netflix yesterday?
No. But I'll start Mad Men soon.
Well, not my style.
Dude, I had to finish Deer Hunter. It's a 37-hour movie. I mean, I finished Deer Hunter. You know, did some puzzle. Took a huge nap. Yes, that's what threw me off. Then I was up till 4 a.m.
You are a child.
It was awful. I was up to 4 a.m. Very unhappy. Very, very unhappy.
Well, but don't take a huge nap.
I know. Today I got to fight it off. I got to fend it.
I have to stay awake until bedtime.
We have to coach you up to not touch your face and to not take huge naps.
We forgot to take the picture.
I know.
We'll do that coming up. All right, let's get to John's song. So, John, before we replay this, tell us the setting of this.
All right. Well, I'm hoping that we can do more with art in our show, some creativity. We got some opportunity to exchange artistic feelings and expressions.
We have time.
Yeah. So yesterday I was doing gym class with my daughter in the driveway. And I had my acoustic guitar with me, and I'd been writing up some lyrics, and chord progression just sort of clicked in and recorded it on my phone quickly.
So this was all yesterday. You had not thought of this song before then.
Well, I mean, I had been writing up some lyrics previously, but then just never went anywhere with it. And this was, I put my phone on my leg. Propped it on my leg while I was playing this song. The phone fell off my leg ground.
You'll hear it.
My daughter came over and picked up the phone for me and started like singing along to what I was singing. It was kind of a cute moment, and we just put this together. It's just a verse and the chorus, but hopefully you like it, hopefully you send in some stuff, write some songs, and I would probably, I think part of the plan is we're going to do some songs and put them out there in the future.
Good. I like it.
As a show.
Let's hear the debut. Here he is. Not yet world number one, but he's got a shot. Now, let's hear it. This is some good stuff. Here's John Ritchie yesterday in his driveway.
You disappeared. I was enthralled. I'm straggled now.
It dropped off my leg, Mila. Thanks for picking it up.
All right, there it is. Well done.
I think we know who the most talented person on this show is.
Well done, John. I'm impressed.
I'm not talented at recording quality. Hopefully you could hear it.
It was on your, on your leg and stuff.
The phone recording on the leg.
I think you should be proud of it.
Yeah, I think it was awesome.
Kind of catchy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's good. It really is.
Yeah,
it's
thanks.
Good. James, your commentary?
I thought it was great. I told him when I listened to it yesterday. I think it's phenomenal.
I think it's very good.
Got a grunge feel to it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Well, that's where I'm coming from.
You should be proud. Keep them, churn them out.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that.
And by the way, reaction on the phone lines to John's song. Also on Time's Yours
at
215-625-6550. Your reaction to John's song. And then make some other songs. I mean, we'll take your songs. They'll make the air. I mean, keep them on the short side, especially if they're bad.
Yeah, basically, like,
yeah.
1 minute or less with the songs. Yeah. This is a rule to live by.
Maybe even less than that for Time Sure.
I said less. Yeah, like 45 seconds.
Like 25 seconds or left. Get in, get out. But make some good, fun, creative songs. We'll have some fun with that. Let's go to the phones right now, 215-592-9494. George in Warrington. What's up, George?
Hey, guys. I thought that was Eddie Vedder for a second there.
Ah, that'd be cool.
We're pretty impressive there, John.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I have no musical talent, so it doesn't take a ton to impress me, but yeah. I just wanted to mention, I called last week, and I was pretty much a big Howie backer. And I will say this, when you grab no free agent wide receivers, I really do think you're making a mistake.
Yep.
If you're just depending on the draft, I mean, typically wide receivers, even ones that work out, they don't give you a ton of production the first year. So I feel like you're putting a lot of pressure on a rookie wide receiver to come in here and produce. Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, George, let me address that because I don't disagree with you. But I think you're falling into a similar trap that John's falling into, and I'll just tell you what I think it is. I think Howie was pretty clear. Maybe he wasn't clear enough. He didn't have to be more clear. I think Howie was giving us the signal with his public comments in, I don't know, January or February, whenever it was, that the Eagle, it's not a rebuild. It's a retool. That the Eagles are not exactly in go-for-it mode this offseason, that they are trying to build. I think this is similar to 2016. Knowing that, like, you know, a third of these guys have won a Super Bowl before, so they can do it. He's trying to build this kind of for the long haul. So when you say, hey, this wide receiver in the first round might not be, you know, all that year one, and you're not necessarily wrong, well, the idea is to get a guy like that so that he goes through the bumps of year one, so that in year two and year three and in year four of his rookie contract, as you now get to Carson Wentz's prime, you know, you can time this thing up to have another run and try to sustain it. That's what I think Howie's trying to do. I don't think it's a faulty strategy. I mean, if you think of it this way, whoever you draft, especially if you get one of these guys in the first round, if the guy's good enough like the way we would hope he would be, and you sign that player to a second deal, let's say you sign that guy to a four-year extension, second deal, and you have him for 8 years, and that would certainly be what you'd want. You now have that player from Carson Wentz's fifth year to his 12th year. You have him right through the bulk of his best years. That's what I think Howie's trying to do. And I don't think that's an unwise strategy.
How is that not feasible with DeAndre Hopkins?
You won't have DeAndre Hopkins for eight more years, to be clear. So as an older player, it's not feasible to have him for 8 years. And the difference is the guy I'm talking about.
Guys who are that skillful at route running.
Yeah, but John, do you think DeAndre Hopkins eight years from now? And you're paying him.
He'll play till he's 33 and be good.
And the main reason is you don't want to pay DeAndre Hopkins in a salary cap world that money. And
he might play longer. Who knows? My point is.
I like the strategy. George,
what do you. Get away from this point.
Yep.
The strategy, what you're talking about, so you're talking about don't go for it now. You got to go for it every year when you got Carson Wentz as your quarterback. And if you don't, you're wasting a year, just like you wasted last year because you didn't have enough.
Yeah, but you don't
him.
Have to patch it together at wide receiver every year. Sometimes you can say, we're going to use this year to develop that position. Young guys, yes, you're right, George. They're going to stub their toe, and that's okay. That's supposed to happen.
That was supposed to happen last year, the developing
it,
young
but,
guys
but it did,
at that position.
But it didn't.
And it didn't
but
because
it didn't.
You picked the wrong guy.
I understand. You did. George, what do you make of that?
Real quick, I'll be honest. Some Howie comments, I kind of attributed that to him just saying guys like Jenkins, Peters, and Alshon Jeffrey wouldn't be back on the team. I really didn't.
That was part of it. That was part of it.
I think that's a good point, George.
I wasn't listening earlier in the show, so I'm not sure if it was said, but Batman and Robin.
Has not been said, and it's a great answer, George. Great answer. Thank you for the phone call. Let's go to Maureen. Maureen, you're on WIP.
Oh, hey, guys. Great show.
Thanks, Maureen.
Love listening to you. You're welcome. Thank you for taking my call. I don't have much to say about the sports these days, but I have an answer for your question.
Okay.
I came up with many, but I'm going to go with Stars and Stripes.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, man.
That's a great one. That could be a leader in the clubhouse, potentially.
That's at the top of my list.
Yeah, that's up there with rock and roll as far as a great one.
Great one, Maureen.
Yeah, that was a good one. I like that one.
Maureen, what did you think of John? What did you think of John's music?
John, that was great. I loved it.
And
what a nice day to be outside playing guitar.
It was beautiful
yesterday. My daughter plays guitar, and hopefully she's listening too and got to hear that. So
yeah, have her make a song. Send it in to us.
Good job.
Maureen, thank you for the phone call. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys. Keep up the good work.
By the way, speaking of being outside, of course, you know, during a time when you know, almost all of us are totally hunkered down, John and I and James, we come in here for these 4 hours and otherwise we're home. We haven't brought it up on the show, but I do feel that we as a society are lucky that it is late March headed toward really nice weather as opposed to, could you imagine if coronavirus struck around, for instance, Christmas? And you knew for the next 2 months, like that whole thing that a lot of us do, like I'm going to go outside for a walk, for a run, just to get some fresh air. You imagine if it was 20 degrees out? That would be a whole different thing. At least we do have the chance to get outside and be out there comfortably.
Yep.
But if it was 15 degrees, that would be a whole nother, that'd be a whole nother thing. That would not be good.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what's better than good is great is when Ray Didinger joins us. Ray comes up next. And, of course, his thoughts on with the main wide receivers in free agency off the board. Did Howie, as John say earlier, fail with the wide receiver position in free agency? Or is it part of a strategy, a bigger overall strategy that will actually help the Philadelphia Eagles? We'll ask Ray that and more up ahead next. Show to Cameron John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.